Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Are millennials changing the face of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. For the past couple of weeks, we've been going through a book titled The Next Mormons, How Millennials Are Changing the LDS Church. It's a book written by Jana Reese, who, as we've mentioned, is a very popular Mormon blogger, and in my opinion, I would even say she's probably a very good Mormon thinker. I do get a lot out of some of the blogs that she has written, and as I've said, I don't always agree with her conclusions, but I do think she does look at issues pertaining to Mormonism in a very thoughtful way. And the reason why we felt it important to even spend the third week on this book, it's because of this reason. A lot of the statistics that she includes in this book, and I should mention that these stats come from a survey that she sent out called the Next Mormons Survey. She refers to it in the book as simply NMS, but this was a private survey. It was sent out to a number of people in the Mormon church with various demographics, and then she categorizes all of them so that you can get an idea of how the thinking of the younger members of the LDS Church is certainly, in many cases, very different than the older members in the LDS Church. Now, that alone, Eric, shouldn't surprise us, because it's not that difficult to see that in our culture, the younger people do think very differently. But folks, you know what? That's nothing that's really new. It could be that it's much more exacerbated now, but that's always been a general difference that history shows. But let me just go over this very quickly, because she talks about the greatest generation. She talks about the silent generation. Now, let me explain what that means. The greatest generation, she classifies that as 1927 and before. If they were born in 1927 or before, that would be the greatest generation. Then the silent generation would be 1928 to 1944, or the end of World War II. And then there's the baby boomer generation, which would be from 1945 to 1964. Then you have Generation X, which she lists as 1965 to 1979. And then you have the millennial generation, those that were born between 1980 and 1998. Now, as I've explained in past shows, not everybody has the same exact dates for those categories, but I would argue that Jana Reese is pretty close to what I find when it comes to these topics being discussed. Now, she doesn't interview anyone after 1998. That would be the Gen Z. There could be a number of reasons why she didn't include those, but the millennial generation certainly is important because, as she says, and as the way she feels her statistics are going, that group and the way it thinks is certainly, in her opinion, starting to have an influence on the way the LDS Church is going, and probably will have even more of an influence as they grow older and start taking more leadership positions within the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Today, we are going to begin with discussing the issue of popular culture. What does she have to say about that?
Well, she goes through and asks questions regarding popular culture deemed unacceptable by LDS leaders. And so dealing with the boomer silence, the Gen X, and finally the millennial. And so the first question is, do they watch violent or graphic video games? And the numbers were this. Boomers and silent would be 6%. Gen X, 26%, about 1 out of 4. And millennials, 35%, which would be more than 1 out of 3 millennials.
Now, it seems to be understandable that the boomers and silent generation, now the boomers would be you and me, we would fall into that category. Those kind of videos just don't appeal to me personally. I'm sure that there are some within the boomer generation that would appeal to, but if you're a Latter-day Saint, should you really be looking at that kind of stuff? Because the church has been, I would say, pretty explicit as far as things like that are not supposed to be the behavior of a faithful Latter-day Saint.
Well, for the boomers and the silent generations, yours and mine, I think Space Invaders, Pong, Pac-Man, I don't think you can consider those
to be
violent.
I think most millennials don't even know what you're talking about on that one.
Yes, that was the early days back in the maybe the 70s with Pong, and then in the 80s with
Berserk.
I mean, those were not violent, but it seems like more in the 1990s and on, you get, well, that's why you have Gen X at 1 out of 4, and even more millennials, because they grew up with this. They always have known about violent and graphic video games. Those that deal with killing or driving cars all over the place. I mean, just the violence that is there. And by the way, the church has talked about this in their youth magazines, in the Ensign magazine. This is not something that the Latter-day Saint people shouldn't know about. The millennials have been told, probably even in primary, you're not supposed to be involved in these things. And yet the millennials don't seem to care. More than 1 out of 3. I think that's a pretty high percentage.
Well, then you get into this other category that she has besides the violent graphic video, and that is profane or sexually explicit music. Again, the younger generations have been kind of grown up into this type of a trend. Now, I wouldn't say that the boomers were exempt from this, because when I look back on some of the music that was around when I was graduating from high school in the 70s, there were certainly some lyrics. And I remember there was a big push in our government to label those albums that had sexually explicit language. I don't even know if they have those kind of labels anymore, because it's probably because the culture is tipped over into that area so badly, they would all be labeled. I don't know.
Let me give the numbers on that. And by the way, all of this information, it's hard, I know, when we're talking numbers, but if you go to our website, mrm.org/thenextmormons, with hyphens between the next Mormons, you'll be able to see these charts. 6% of boomers and silent have listened in the last 6 months to profane or sexually explicit music. Very little.
Now, it's interesting, because that's the same amount under violent and graphic video. Do you think there's maybe a connection there?
Those same 6% who have been watching the violent video games have also been listening to the music. But then you have Gen X at 25%, 1 out of 4, and millennials about the same, 37%, more than 1 out of 3 millennials.
Now, when you say the same, you're talking about the profane, sexually explicit music is about the same percentage as violent and graphic video watching.
So it's a little bit more than 1 out of 3 for the millennials, where hardly any boomers or silents are tempted by these types of recreational behaviors.
Now, Jana Reese goes into the next section, and that is R-rated movies. Now, I'm kind of surprised when it comes to this, because I have found in talking with Latter-day Saints that they pretty much know that watching R-rated movies, any type of R-rated movie. And see, that's where I would have a problem, because I think there are some R-rated movies that have some good historical value to it that are not sexually explicit. They may be violent, especially if they're documentaries or movies having to do with historical things like war, for instance. Naturally, they're going to be violent. But the Mormon Church generally classifies all R-rated movies as something that its members should not be doing. And they've said that. So when you ask most Latter-day Saints, are you supposed to watch R-rated movies? Most would probably tell you no. That's why I'm a little bit surprised at some of the stats that she has in this category.
Yeah, and we're even talking The Passion of the Christ, for instance, that came out years ago. Latter-day Saints were not going to watch that. But how many have watched rated R movies in the past 6 months? Boomers, more than 1 out of 4, 28%. Gen X, 40%. Millennials at 42%. And it's very similar with TV with mature ratings. Boomers, 37%. It's gone up from the 28% who watched rated R movies. Gen X, 43.5%. And interestingly enough, millennials went down on that one, maybe because they're not watching TV, at 40%. So the Gen X at 43.5 and the millennials at 40.
And then she gets into the area of pornography, and she has two categories for this. She has soft pornography and explicit pornography. What does she have to say about that?
Well, for boomers, soft pornography, 7%, have seen that in the last 6 months. Explicit porn would be 5%. So we're talking less than 1 out of 10 boomers in silence. But it goes up slightly for Gen X at 14% for soft porn, 11% for explicit porn. And as far as the millennials, 19% have seen soft porn in the last 6 months, 18.5%, about the same as the soft porn, explicit porn. So about a little less than one out of five millennials are looking at soft or explicit porn.
Now, that's not a question that is normally asked in the interview when a Latter-day Saint wants to go to the temple. They have to go to an interview where they are being questioned by their ecclesiastical leaders, and there are certain questions that are asked in this. Certainly, of course, are you following the word of wisdom? That seems to be a big deal. Are you drinking coffee? Are you partaking in alcoholic products or tobacco? But there aren't any specific questions that deal with some of the things that we're reading here, are there?
No, there are not. There are 15 different questions, and question number five is probably the closest you could get. Do you live the law of chastity? Well, that's based on your own opinion, and for a lot of Latter-day Saints who might be looking at pornography, they might think, well, I'm not having sexual relations with anybody else that I'm not supposed to, and so they wouldn't talk about the pornography. I'm wondering if the church is ever going to come up with an updated list of questions that they include for the 21st century, because I would think if somebody's practicing the things that are talked about in this chart that we've talked about today, that they aren't qualified. They're not clean to be able to get their temple recommend. But I'm going to tell you, Bill, for all of what we might say is bad news for all of these numbers, it seems like Jan Arise didn't seem to mind them. In fact, she actually thought they were low. This is what she writes on page 165. She says, even though pornography exposure among Mormon millennials is significantly higher than it is for their grandparents, this is still low compared to their non-Mormon peers. Overall, only a minority of Mormons are viewing pornography, even in small doses. So she seems happy about this, and she even goes into an idea of maybe they're not being honest in this survey because these are such bad things as pornography that maybe they were not writing down the fact that they were actually participating in that. And then the very last sentence she writes in this section, she says, still, even though it looks kind of bad, a majority of young Mormons avoid these forms of entertainment. So only one out of five Mormon millennials is participating in pornography. And she says, well, compared to the world, she doesn't give us a number, but what, I don't know, 40 or 50% of the non-Mormon millennials are out there doing these things. And she seems to be comparing it to what the world is about. And I don't know if that's a fair comparison.
I don't think it's even fair to the young people who were involved in this, because who cares what the world is doing? The fact is, there are certain standards that Latter-day Saints must meet if they hope for celestial exaltation. And if this disqualifies them, then I would think that would be something that the church should take notice of and perhaps even change some of those interview questions to fit exactly what's going on in the culture today.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Did you know that this year marks the 40th anniversary of Mormonism Research Ministry? All of us at MRM want to thank those of you who have faithfully supported our efforts to educate the body of Christ about the differences between Mormonism and Christianity, as well as sharing God's grace with the Mormon people. If you would like to give a special anniversary gift to further our efforts here at MRM, simply click the donate button on our homepage at mrm.org. Your support, as always, is greatly appreciated.